Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. I'm alongside one of the newest Raiders, Navarro Bowman. Navarro, let's go back to last week, because that was not only one of the best plays of the game, but one of the best plays we've seen all season, the interception. Were you prepared for that moment? I mean, did it just fall in your lap, literally?
Literally, it actually did. I bit up on the run, just to go back to the play. I bit up on the run and realized it wasn't a run, so I used the lineman to push off him, and I looked to my right and realized there was someone open. So I just sprinted as fast as I could to break it up and landed on my back and looked up. The ball was there. So it was just a great play for us. We needed it. You know, we've been 0-for in that category for a while, and it definitely helped us out in the game and brought the morale up for the team.
It must be nice being here for about 5 weeks now to finally pick off an opposing quarterback.
Yeah, it felt great. I mean, guys have been wanting to get an interception for the 5 weeks that I've been here, and for me to get the first one, some of the guys, you know, was kind of salty about it because I just got here, but, you know, I'm on their team, so it was for us.
What has that transition been like for you? Obviously, as a seasoned vet, stepping into a leadership role, but you are still the new guy.
Yeah, it's been, you know, good in a way. Coming to a new team, being a new guy, you don't really know how all the guys are, you know, going to accept you and things like that. And, you know, being who I am, I just want to go out there and play my game and be the leader that I am. And hopefully I could bring a few guys along. But it's been great, man. Guys have been really warming, just taking me in and understanding and letting me know that, you know, they're excited about me being here.
Well, the silver and black looks good on you. What was it like putting on a Raider jersey for the first time?
Well, black's been my favorite color, you know, since I've been a child. And, you know, just to come in, you know, other side of the bay, knowing there's been a lot of fans, you know, through the years been saying, man, you need to come to the dark side. So for it to happen, man, it was nothing but good. And, you know, me being in my situation, I was, you know, happy to be wanted.
Anytime you start a new job, there's a learning curve. For you, getting the playbook, getting up to speed with what the Raiders are implementing, how challenging was that for you?
It was pretty challenging, but I like challenges. I definitely, you know, just attack them with everything that I have. And when it comes to this game, I've studied so much football the past 8 years that I've been in the NFL and pretty much understand every system, you know. So that kind of benefited me coming over here and just getting the gist of it, you know, not really having to go into it and understand the language to the fullest, but understanding the coverages. And, you know, me having that experience, I think, helped me, you know, be able to play as well as I did on that Thursday night.
All right, it's time now for our five questions. We get to know Navarro a little bit. I know you're a big family man, so choose one player in this Raiders roster that you feel comfortable babysitting your kids.
I think I'll let Derek Carr babysit my kids. He has kids himself, and my kids are pretty much a handful, but he's a fun guy, so I think it'll work.
Yeah, he seems like the kind of guy that the kids would just jump all on. Over, yeah. And he'd be totally fine with it. Besides family and pets, what at your house is like your prized possession, something you can't live without?
Something I can't live without. I have to say my mattress.
Ah, really?
Yeah. My mattress.
How long have you had it?
I've had it for about 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So
big investment.
Big investment. Worth the investment and puts me to sleep.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Monday morning when you wake up after Sunday, you need a good mattress after a game.
Make sure you make a good investment in a bed.
Biggest pet peeve? Any annoyances?
Well, there's one thing my kids do. I'm sure all parents could attest to this. Is they attack every single room in the house. And every room is messed up.
Yes.
You know, so.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
Do you clean it up?
I don't.
Favorite non-sport activity? Is there something you like to do in your downtime?
I like to watch movies. You know, I'm a movie guy. I like just, you know, sitting in the house and just killing time and relaxing and watching a really good movie.
Classics, new releases, all of them. What's your favorite?
I'm a Denzel Washington fan, so, you know, pretty much any movie that he's in, if he's not in it, it's got to be a good drama or action type.
He Got Game is definitely in my top five.
He Got Game is.
That was a really good Denzel movie.
I like Man on Fire. Mm-hmm. That was a good
That Denzel was a movie. Really good one, too.
Yeah.
All right, final question here. Something you're not good at that you wish you were?
I wish I was good at golf. You know, it's become a sport where, you know, as you get older, you meet a lot of people that's really good at it, and spend a lot of time on the golf course. So that's one sport that I plan on really not perfecting, but getting pretty good at.
You know, you can ask Jim Plunkett for some tips. I think he's still wishing he was good at golf as well, even though he's logging the time right now. Navarro, thank you so much for taking the time
thank here you.
On the Silver and Black Show. Best of luck this weekend and the rest of the season.
I appreciate it.
Keep it here. A lot more to come on the Silver and Black Show.